Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Now, today is April the 1st. Don't worry, no April Fools from me. It takes a lot of effort, that. Anyway, we're going to start on this day in 2007 when the famous venue in London, the Hammersmith Palais, hosted its final ever concert. The venue, which is immortalised by the Clash song of the same name, was originally opened in 1919. And after much wrangling, the building was eventually condemned and torn down in 2012. On this day in 1985, despite people thinking it was a joke, David Lee Roth officially left Van Halen. On this day in 1986, Bruce Hornsby and The Range released their famous album, The Way It Is. It produces four hit singles, including the title track, of course. Then the record goes on to be multi-platinum in the US. On this day in 1976, Rush disregard the record label fears and release 2112. Mercury wanted an album full of radio-friendly singles. Yeah, right. Also on this day in 1966 is David Bowie's first solo single, Do Anything You Say, was released. It flopped. On this day, 10 years before that, 1956, Elvis Presley made his first steps on the film ladder with a screen test at Paramount Studios. He lands a contract with the movie company and goes on to star in 31 films. And there's a few people born on this day as well. Drummer John Barbata from Jefferson Airplane and Jefferson Starship was born on this day in 1945. He also played with the Turtles and Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. John is 78 years old today. Speaking of drummers, born on this day in 1954 was Toto's Jeff Porcaro. He also worked with, well, Steely Dan and the Bee Gees, as well as Boz Scaggs, Sonny and Cher, Eric Clapton, Greg Lake, Bruce Springsteen and so many others. And he also worked on four songs on Michael Jackson's Thriller album. Jeff sadly died in 1992 when he was just 38 years old. He would have been 69 today. And someone else who's sadly no longer with us, born on this day in 1946, is bass player with the Small Faces and the Faces, Ronnie Lane. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer died of complications due to multiple sclerosis when he was 51. But for today's main show, we're going to go back to a top five single from this day in 1972. Yes, peaking at number 5 on the UK singles chart on this day in 1972 was Argent's Hold Your Head Up. It was the group's biggest single and peaked at number 5 in America and Canada too. Now, I interviewed Argent's main man, Rod Argent, earlier this year, and he tells a great story about this song. Again, another big hit, Hold Your Head Up. And it was a kind of almost similar kind of story to Time of the Season, where you had a lone DJ who was loving the song and you get to play it every week. And again, the ripple effect happened with that song as well, didn't it?
It really did. That was Alan Freeman. And the thing was, in those days, it became very unfashionable to have singles. And, you know, you're either an album band or you know, but you wouldn't mix that with singles generally, just for a short, you know, 2 or 3 years, it was like that. And I was so knocked out because we didn't plan it to be a single. It was supposed to be part of an album. And as always, we were late and the tour had started and the album wasn't ready. So the record company said, well, we've got to put out an EP. And they put an EP out. And one side of the EP was the long version of Hold Your Head Up, which had a 3-minute organ solo or something like that in the middle of it, which actually... I have to say, in the last few years, it completely knocked me out. One Christmas, I was at my brother-in-law's place, who is actually Paul McCartney's recording engineer. And suddenly on a Johnny Walker show, he had Rick Wakeman being interviewed, and he said, you've got to choose a long track that you love. And he said, well, I want you to play the long version of Hold Your Head Up. He said that, and he actually said, I can't believe he said this, but he actually said, that's the greatest organ solo on any record. And I thought, oh, wow. You know, it made my Christmas, I tell you.
I bet it did.
but the thing was, none of the radio stations would play it over here, except for Alan Freeman. He had a show on a Saturday, and every week he played it, and it stubbornly kept selling enough to keep it just outside the top 50, I think it was. It might have been the top 30, but just outside the top 50. And then we went to Holland for a tour. And while we were over there, the record company, very wisely in commercial terms, just chopped out the whole organ solo. and it became a 3 minute or 3:30 song or something like that. It immediately started bubbling under whatever the next hurdle was, the 30 or the 20. And we got a Top of the Pops. We did Top of the Pops. And the next day we were going to a gig, and there was this huge hold up. And I remember saying to Russ, it's the new Bond film out. You know, this is such a delay here, you know, and look, there's a queue round the block, you know, what's going on? And it was for us, you know, and it was away then, and it became a top five records, and that was lovely.
And I'll be back tomorrow with more on this day rock goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.